Some local news for you now, and it comes with a very special guest. Yesterday, a man from Handball completed a potential record-breaking Atlantic crossing with a team of British rowers. Jack Jarvis returned home to a hero's welcome after completing the 3,500-mile row from New York. Jarvis and his team, United We Conquer, spent over 40 days at sea before arriving in Handball yesterday. They raised £100,000 for Head Up, a mental health charity for UK Armed Forces. Jarvis is already a world record holder for being the first person to row single-handedly across the Atlantic, and now awaits confirmation that he and his team have broken the world record for the greatest distance rowed in 24 hours. I'm delighted to say that Jack is joining us now. Jack, how are you doing?
Ned, thank you for that intro, mate. That was really nice. Yeah, I'm doing really good.
No, you're more than welcome, and it's thoroughly deserved. Tell me about yesterday, Jack. How did it feel finishing this challenge in your hometown, and how did you celebrate? I imagine food was pretty scarce on the boat, so a big feed was in order.
Yeah, for sure. We actually started to run out of food towards the end. So yeah, Saturday, rowed into Handball, over 200 people on the quay. It was actually a bit overwhelming having only dealt with four people for the 56 days prior, but it was incredible seeing all my friends and family and people that I didn't even know saying they'd followed the journey. And then, yeah, we ended up in the victory. And then, like you said, nice steak dinner and then several beers, mate. Maybe one too many beers, if I'm being honest. But yeah, it was a brilliant day and just a massive thank you for everyone that came and everyone who donated.
Yeah, I imagine no beers were had on the boat, so you were pretty thirsty.
Yeah, we were a dry boat. In fact, no, we did have a bottle of whiskey, but one bottle of whiskey for 60 days between four people, it doesn't really last.
No, I can imagine. You're, of course, no stranger to rowing this ocean. You've already achieved the world record solo Atlantic row. How did this team challenge compare to your row in 2022?
Well, it was a lot shorter for a start. When I did it solo, it was 111 days, so that was very nice. However, my solo boat was the same size as this team boat, but there were four of us, so the space, Ned, was at a premium. I mean, it was tight conditions and living on top of each other. So that was probably the hardest thing, really, just the lack of space, I would say. And don't get me wrong, we had a few disagreements, a few arguments, and it's to be expected. However, we're still friends at the end of it. Sometimes it was a close call whether we would be friends, but no, on Saturday we finished strong and it was, good crew.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the lack of space being tough. Obviously, mental resilience must have been crucial. What were some of the other toughest moments and how did you and your teammates stay motivated during them?
Well, it's quite easy to stay motivated when your options are keep rowing and make it home or stop rowing and perish out at sea. So it was easy to stay motivated. But the tough challenges were there's a capsize on day eight, monster wave, just nailed us beam on, flipped us 360, chucked me off the boat and Adam off the boat. Brucey and Nutty were in the cabins at the time. So yeah, that was a tough day. We also had a small electrical fire, which wasn't great. And then also one day that really sticks out in that last week, we were rowing into a headwind and we only managed 18 nautical miles in a 24-hour period. So we were doing less than 1 mile an hour for 24 hours. So those were probably my three toughest days.
Yeah, sounds very challenging. An electrical fire in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean is probably something that you weren't expecting as well with such a big body of water around you.
It's certainly not advantageous to keep your quarters at own levels low, I'll tell you that.
I suppose a big motivating factor as well was the thought of the money you were raising too. As a serving member of the armed forces yourself, why was it important for you to support a mental health charity like Head Up through this challenge?
The reason it's important to me to support a military charity is because, like you said, I've done 14 years in the military. I'm just transitioning out of the military currently. Brucey is a former Royal Marine and Nutty is leaving the Royal Marines in October. So, a lot of military experience on the boat. And the reason I picked Head Up is because it's not there to, it does help people in crisis, but what it wants to do is it wants people to go to its retreat, do its 7-day course, learn about, different types of therapy, animal therapy, cold water therapy, the importance of gut health, importance of exercise, and you'll leave that retreat with a load of better coping mechanisms for if you do have any trouble in the future with your mental health. You've learned and built some stronger mental resilience at this retreat. So it's not just for people in crisis, it's for any serviceman or woman, past or present, try service, to go and just learn these techniques and be better prepared for any challenges they face in the future.
Certainly a worthy cause. And you're clearly a passionate advocate for charitable causes, most notably your fundraising efforts for Brains Trust, of course, inspired by your personal experiences with brain tumours, including the loss of your grandfather. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about that and how much of a driving force his memory plays in your challenges.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, my granddad was an amazing man, absolute life and soul of the village, pub landlord. And I always look back to him when I'm having tough times and thinking, you know, he didn't choose to have a brain tumor, and he fought that with all his will and all his might, and just, you know, carried himself so well. So if he can battle that, I mean, I can do 56 days in the Atlantic, or 111 days when I did it the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd be extremely proud looking down on you.
Oh, thank you.
Have you had any word? Of course, you're going for that record of greatest distant road in 24 hours. Have you had any word on whether you've achieved that record yet?
So unofficially, yes. We're just waiting for it to be confirmed by the Ocean Rowing Society. Classics, since COVID, no one's in the office, are they? So everything's taking a little bit longer. No, I'm joking. Yeah, we're just waiting for confirmation. All the T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and et cetera. But yeah, we actually broke it twice, back to back days. So the old record was 116 nautical miles. We did 130 miles one day, and then the next day we did 140. So they can pick whatever day they want. I'm not fussed. As soon as we get that confirmation, Ned, I'll drop you a WhatsApp.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. That's light work for you. Did it twice, it's light work. Jack, thank you very much for joining us. Just before I let you go, of course, you're a massive inspiration to so many people. That's testament to that is the crowd that gathered at Hamble. I'm sure people will be keen to know if you've got any challenges lined up. I know your body's probably hurting a bit. You're probably looking forward to a bit of rest, but is your brain starting to tick? Have you got the itch back yet? Is there anything in the works for the future?
I've got something cooking. As much as I will have a little rest, yeah, I've got something quite big coming up. And people can follow me on, you know, Instagram, YouTube, Jack Jarvis Fit. And yeah, there's more coming out there. Maybe a big run, maybe something running from Asia to London, but I won't give too much away just yet.
Yeah, keep them waiting, keep them
Keep
keen.
them waiting,
Yeah,
yeah. Bit of mystery, a man of mystery, you know.
yeah. Asia to London sounds hideous, though. I definitely would not be joining you on
I'm like that, a man of mystery. I've pretty much told you what the challenge is there anyway.
that.
If you just don't know the start location.
There's still a lot to be revealed, I'm sure. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations again, a second world record as you've rowed across the Atlantic for a second time.
Ned, thank you so much. And just quickly, thank you to everyone who donated and supported. You're the real heroes. We appreciate it so much. Thank you.